Praise the Lord for God's goodness. We've just been rejoicing and enjoying the wonderful good things of God here. And we're glad you're joining us here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And Lord, it's truly right. The presence of the Holy Ghost is so wonderful. We can't express how wonderful it is. And Lord, we're thanking you for the move of the Holy Ghost today in our hearts and on Brother Freedom and upon the lives of the listeners. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And Micah is going to come and read some scripture that Brother Freedom has asked to be read.
This is John, the 14th chapter, starting in the 12th verse, Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And then in Acts, the first chapter, the 8th verse says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Then in the 2nd chapter of Acts, the first 4 verses, it says, And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the 39th verse in the same chapter says, For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then over in Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 6th verse, it says, For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen. Praise God. You know, talk about gifts. You know, Jesus gave his life that we might receive that wonderful gift of salvation. And it said he was going away to prepare us a heavenly home. But it said it's needful that he go away. Because he said if he did not go away, the Comforter would not come. But if he went away, the Comforter would come. That's pretty plain to me. That's really plain. Jesus, he's making intercession with us, which groaning cannot be uttered. But the Spirit of God searches the heart and mind and making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God is a consuming power, and very beyond any of our imagination, he wants to dwell with us. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And that dwelling is, in John, the 14th chapter, he said, He'll be with us, and not only with us, in us. But the world sees him not. They don't even see him. So I thought about that today. In the churches that I've been to, the people that give you trouble was those that didn't believe. And the churches I went to all catered to those that didn't believe. You know, that's sad, because it's supposed to be known by its fruit. And we're saying that we're something that we're not, because the Spirit is life from God to us. We shall receive that atonement, that strength, the hope that lies within us, that no man can give it in himself. It's hard for men to even give us direction. Where the direction is getting men saved. But after they come saved, they're candidates then for a college. It's just like a baby. When he's first baby, you don't treat him like a college graduate. Because he has to do a lot of learning up to that point. And that's why when we're a new Christian, we're to learn our ABCs. We're learning how to become into holiness. See, the Bible plainly says that the Holy Ghost does not dwell in an unclean vessel. And that's where the preaching comes, but it's not always to those filled with the Spirit. Now they can be there, but it's not directly for them because it's touching the hearts. God touches where people are. And people need to come to that basic knowledge that God wants a holy people. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. I wonder why God said that. I really truly believe there's people that said they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but their lives don't stand up to what God wants in them. We, if we're not walking holy, then automatically our line to heaven is cut off. Very easy. So as we start coming up as a child, when a child, I thought I was a child, I understood a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. It puts away the bottle. We grow into the sincere word of the word. We grow into that. But the anointing is something that's from, it's beyond our imagination. It should have been taught. There's something mighty, so powerfully, so wonderful about the Holy Ghost, you can't even describe it. It's the glory cloud. It's beyond our imagination. And God wanted us to be indoctrinated with His power that we would learn to be overcomers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that we'd be on fire. Pray tell me how you can be on fire without the Holy Ghost. You can't be. The Spirit of God come upon me. I was weeks just higher than I've never been there before. I've never been drunk with wine, but I was drunk. The Spirit of God rested there. And I'm not going to take back seat. It's great. It brings forth a settlement that settles you in the Spirit. You know, dirt has to settle. I used to work with moving dirt. And on your fields, it has to settle. And they use ways of compaction to make that dirt, that field, or whatever you have, a highway, be straight. Because if they didn't keep compacted, there would be big swales in it after you get done. And as soon as the first rain comes, boy, you got holes here. That's because the dirt, without compaction, it gives way. And you don't put a levee up unless it's got compaction. Because there's no dirt there. You've got a pile here, water will come out and just wash it right out. And that's why we are spiritually, we need the compaction of the Holy Ghost upon us. We need the effort of God upon us that we walk in His strength. And I'll tell you, there's something different walking in His strength and just getting it from your heart. God doesn't make mistakes. And so when you do it from your heart, as hard, good as your heart is, you don't know the will of God. You might say, well, yes, I do. Well, no, sir, you're not. You don't really know the will of God. You don't know the heart of God. Now, you get to God as a basic child, and God gets by with it. But I'm saying when you get a candidate to move to a higher realm, you need to adapt yourself to the Holy Spirit. And there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit that comes down, just like it was in the book of Acts. And it says, as far off as the Lord thy God shall call, it's an order. To the last sunset, it's an order. God still approves the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It says, ye shall receive power. Now, is that really fundamental? A truck out here, a machine, if it don't have power, it's useless. The more power it's got, the better it's liked. And that's the way Christians, unless we got that unction, the Spirit of God, there's no power. See, the witness of the Spirit, you just don't get anointed, but you know you're hearing from heaven. You're not hearing as natural man. You're hearing from heaven. And a lot of times you don't even hear, you just know. And it's the unction. It's an anointing from God. He anoints you with His presence. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's anointing, there's strength, there's power. I heard a pastor here a while back, and he didn't know what he was talking about. Because you don't tell the Holy Ghost what to do. He tells you what to do. And I heard him tell his people, says, well, you know, you just tell the Holy Ghost what you want. No, that's Jesus. That's different. When you come to salvation, yes, Jesus, you ask him. But when you receive the baptism, you know, you don't know nothing. He's in you. He's greater. And what do? You show disrespect to him if you go in your own way. If someone told you not to jump off this bridge over here because it's going to hurt you and you didn't listen, and you jumped off and you got hurt, or you might be part of the net. You lost your life. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost is. He's telling not to jump. And you say, oh, I can't even. We are not to differ to the Spirit of God. That's part of it. We've got to yield to him. I've been in places, it met my job. He's the only way to go. When you start doing that, he never left one time. But you start working in yourself, it's hit and miss. And you're missing and hitting wrong all the time. With the Spirit of God, there's no hit and miss. It's exactly, yes. 2 days, you're going to be healed. It's going to happen. Glory to God. It's the glory cloud that comes down. That illuminates you to bring the glory. I don't know how it does. I don't know. I really don't know nothing. But I know how it is. I know how it affects me. And we're all the same, so it affects you the same way, basically. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, you know the unction. And it's done by the Spirit of God. The utterance of those words is the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of God's hand upon you. The glory cloud that comes down to resolve the bad things, the hidden things, to bring you justified by the Spirit of God, that puts you on a pathway of heavenly presence of God. And we need that. We need that special touch from heaven. You know, God is like a violinist. You know, they have a violinist. Some people that they do themselves. But when you have the touch, the master's touch on that violinist, and that master teaches that someone else, it's perfect. And that's the way God is. He's that master. He's that one that wants you to grow, wants you to be at liberty. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. He wants you to walk in faith. Great faith of they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. We need to have the faith of God alive unto God, but dead this world. And I'll tell you, when you get full of Spirit, you don't want to sin. I remember years ago, I did something, and I started to do it, and I said, oh, no, I can't. I'm going to lose what I got. I never, you know, there's times when I lost it. But God doesn't want that to think. And the only time I lost it is when I was in these churches that didn't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I lost it time and time again. But when I got away from that, and you start yielding the Spirit of God, he keeps you there at a higher plane. You can say what you please, but God wins out. He gets the last lick. He gets the last calling. If you trust him, you're not going to fail. You say, that's pretty plain. Yes, it is. When the unction in you, there's something about you, the devil is afraid of you because you have power. You got the witness in you. You get away, evil thing. But you try to do that within yourself, even in the name of Jesus. It don't work because Jesus said, I don't really know you. You're my child. I never... You know, I've given you a course here. I said to you that I was going to go away. And I said it's needful that I go away. If you don't believe in who I sent back to bless you, I cannot touch you, my child. You know, I've been up here and making intercession with you because you called out as a child, but you don't want to grow up. You want to have your own way. You want to have many people looking at you as you're great. But I say, my child, you cannot do that. Only through my Spirit. When we do it with them, we're in a prideful area. And that's what caused Lucifer to fall. When we start presuming ourselves to be as God, Bible says that's what Lucifer did. We do it the same. Because the Holy Ghost here wants to move. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Our church don't believe in that. I'll tell you, you need to be careful, sir, girlfriend, whoever you are, and I know there's some women out there I'm talking to, you need to have the right good before you interpret a message. Come on, shoot a little coat. Many of you, I've had given a message out with by the Spirit of God, I see it, and you, my little people, you're so great. That killed the anointing. It killed what the Spirit of God had done. And I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed to have God wants the anointing to move mightily, directed from heaven. We're not getting a light thing that nobody wants. It's the glory's in my hand. The power's here. The anointing's here. He's here to bring healing. Father, right now, in Jesus, that couple that's went to Houston, I pray for the Spirit of God coming down this night. Bring healing right now. Resolve. Bring the master touch. Mighty name of Jesus. Be healed. Walk. God will set you free by His anointing. Where His Spirit is liberty, as long that calling is far off, and that means what you get out of it is far off too. So healing is today. All those gifts of the day, for the hour, we just need to come in and have the anointing. The anointing is what shakes the things of darkness. It sets you alive, sets you free in Him. Without freedom, we're in bondage. And many of the people we call saints are in bondage. I've been around them. They don't know. They're guessing. They're reading the book, but there's no anointing. Come and see them. The anointing that will keep you powerful is the Spirit of God. The devil trembles and shakes. The anointing of God that breaks the yoke, that sets the captive free, the anointing of God. But the anointing which you have received in Him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. How plain can that be? No man needs to teach you. Abide in Him. We need to abide in Him. The Lord's also told me, and we think, well, we're not of the world. The Lord showed me the day that even our jobs are this world, but we can't let them have priority. Our first priority has to be the Spirit. And God let your job work fine. I prove it. And I know there. Go down here to this camp. I haven't seen these people in 30 years. I run a little boy. I drove in there. In a 13A, they only made a few of them. That'd be 54. The Spirit of God says they had a 13A. I didn't know they had a 13A. And they pulled the fuel pump off of it. And you need to go down there because you need to check it. Now see, God knows what's wrong with your tractor, your car. There's nothing impossible. Oh, I used to think that too. Well, wow, does He know? He knows everything. He's the one that made these things from the very beginning. He helped Argino Turner. He helped Argino Turner was a man of God, and God gave him visions how to build those scrapers, how to do those things. It's God that does the work. The devil has come to steal, to destroy the works of God. And when you come saved, born again, and if you're not careful, you don't walk in spirit, you lose. Now, but Satan's really smart. He's going to let you feel like if you go to church, it's okay. Because he knows that you're going to be okay. You think you're okay. But if you miss out on the last day, he's got a victory. You've got a defeat. You've got a loss. Because you're not going as leadership. The Bible talks about men to parables. God wants us to realize our talents, we can't bury them. And that's what we do when we come against the Holy Ghost. We bury what God gives us. We literally bury it. God has no recourse but to deal with us. This other pastor, he didn't cover this part. But we need the anointing because the anointing is the help that brings flavor to our lives. The glory, the anointing, the strength from heaven. You abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done. Call unto me. These things do not work only through the anointing. Call unto me and answer me. I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. There's no anointing without the Spirit of God. It's a mechanical church. It's not the Spirit led dirt. It's mechanical. It's doing it through the mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you as Christ Jesus. The anointing dissolves the hidden things, the corruptible things, the suggestions of lust. All these things is detestable. Brings in the power from heaven that cleans us, that overcomes. We become overcomers. That's why in Revelation says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I'll be a father unto him. As we overcome, it's the move of the Spirit of God. You have to stay in line and listen to the Spirit all the time. If you try to do it in yourself, you're missing, and you're pretty soon you're going to be blinded, and God's not even going to deal with you. There's many out here today, you've had a false way. You need to have a direct encounter by God the Father. Set free! The anointing! That's why there's no healing through the churches. That's why people can't get people touched. We can't get nobody touched. It's by the Spirit. It's by the intervention of God's glory. My child, go to the hospital. I'll heal you. Did God do it? I never, not one time, ever seen anything done that Brother Freedom wanted to do. It didn't work. It's by the leadership of the Spirit. The other day, that's by the leadership of the Spirit. It's by the leadership of the Spirit. The unction, the kamashira, the glory. Without the glory, I'm going to say what this man said. We're dead meat. We have no life. Life is alive. And the only way we can keep our spirit alive is the anointing of God. That fresh, the refreshing that breaks the yoke. Have that liberty. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. That means freedom. Freedom, that's no power, no interference. The Lord told me His church was asleep. And I said, why asleep? The Lord says, what happens when you're asleep? You don't know nothing. You don't remember. That's it. The church is asleep. Because there's no spirit. And I see now why it talks about few are going to make it. Because it's walking in the natural end. And there's so many people, I don't know how God's going to judge it, but I know what the Word says. So if I was out there, I'd try to look at my life and see what I could do to make amends. I would seek God, and I'd call upon Him, and I said, oh, come us, it's in the Word of God. Verily, verily, he who believeth on me, the works of the new, shall he do also. A greater works shall he do because of the good of the Father. But whatsoever I ask in His name, that will I do, that the Father might glorify His name in the Son. There's a ministry that we must seek God. We must call upon His name. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God wants to touch you. Whatsoever you ask in His name, and if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Anything. The priest said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall do greater than I did. Why could Christ say that? Because in Romans it says, the same anointing which grew up in the 8th chapter, that same anointing that raised up Jesus shall be in us. It's anointing of God. God made it that way. It would happen. Salvation was not just a cheap thing. It was there that we might be a candidate to be glory filled with God's glory. Have the glory upon us. The election of God. The foundation. Oh, without a foundation, we cannot stand. We need that foundation of the Spirit of God alive in the Lord, but dead the cares of this world. And ourselves, we're going to have a lot of cares because our minds cannot cope with what's on the markets today. There's terrible things happening. The enemy comes to destroy you. He comes to manipulate you. He comes to counsel you. Tell him to bug off, old man. But the trouble is you can't hardly bug him off unless you got the Spirit of God. You must be in that place of even asking forgiveness, and God will keep you off of you then. You want to come closer, God will keep, says, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he has to flee from you. He don't want to, but he does because of Christ made it possible that by His intervention, He give all power to us through the power of the Holy Ghost. He give delegated much power. But He delegated that through a channel that we must investigate it. We must seek it. It's there for an open package. But no one sees it. It didn't exist. It's not for the church state. I guarantee it's for the church. And I say I've seen the churches are falling like things. I've seen them fall. They're going down. You may not like me up there, but you need to, your life is at stake. You need to have a special, oh, the glory of God. There's nothing that touches your heart like the Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus can't come in your heart unless you have the Spirit of God. He is the doorway. And He's coming back for those The Spirit of God, the Word of God says He's going to present us to Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost is trying to get us ready, because Jesus is coming back through the clouds of glory, and the church is asleep. The church goes down every Sunday for a few things and a few morsels. It's not satisfying. Nothing will satisfy your soul like the Spirit of God. Nothing, the soul, nothing will satisfy you like Jesus. But Jesus says, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin. And we'll have whatsoever it says, we will do it. He'll speak to your heart. He'll go before you. He'll be with you through the time. The Lord is my shepherd. I believe it's through the power of the Holy. I shall not want. You don't have to walk. He maketh me you lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup covereth you. The covenant. Oh, glory to God, come and see me. The cup runneth over. Surely give us mercy. Shall follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, how precious for the brethren to dwell in unity. Without the Spirit of God, we're not in unity. It is in one accord when they come. I mean, you can be in one accord with the Spirit of God. There's no division. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is glory. But we'll see what people want. They want something they can command others' attention. Well, that's devilish. It's not from the Lord. That's devilish. We need to be set free. We must humble ourselves. And that's something for the Spirit of God to be remain alive in you. You've got to humble yourself the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. We need to look. That praying in the heavenly language is for a reason. Building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, that you might receive the unction, the glory of God. It's the evidence. But it's more than the evidence. It's life for you day by day. The visitation of, in a meeting like this night, without it, it'd be dead. It'd dry. Come and sheen, come and sheen. There's no dryness. The anointing is here. I don't know where you can go to have it either. I was amazed. I seen a couple I really love, but 1 second they're here, 1 second they're here. God, you stay in the Spirit of God. It's not an in and out thing. It's there. Come on, see them. Come on. It's always on the, you know, it takes the minute to get going again. But the Spirit of God, it remains in you. We need not any man teaching you, but the same anointing teaches you with truth, and there's no lie. Oh, praise God, there's no lie. God bears witness with you. God glorifies Himself through you. I pray, bless your people this night. Anoint them. Strengthen them. Let them be overcomers. Let them have walk in victory. Let them be healing this night. Father, for those out there that need that healing touch, I pray the healing touch of God come down this night in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be healed. Be come to salvation. Oh, accept the Lord this day. Come back and say, I'm a backslider. I want more. I want a refreshing. I want a retouch from heaven. I want to be available. I want to be walked in victory. I don't want to walk in my own willful way. I want to walk in the Spirit of God. I praise you this night. Thank you this night. Touch your people in the mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Clint, take over. Bless you.
This was good. It's always good, but this was extra special good tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.